Golf Talk America is brought to you in part by Club Corp, the world leader in private clubs. Go to clubcorp.com for more information.
The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on pgatour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today. We're coming to you on Friday, the 12th of October. And because the PGA Tour is halfway around the world and Kuala Lumpur, the CIMB Classic, it's actually already finishing and just finished. The second round is completed. So we'll talk a little bit about the CIMB Classic and who's playing and who's playing well. I'll give you a little hint. Gary Woodland had a phenomenal second round. We're talking in the future because it hasn't even happened. If you're here in the Midwest or any part of the United States, we've got a good friend, Art Sellinger, joining us here shortly to talk about everything in golf and give us some of his hot opinions that we always enjoy hearing from Art and what he's up to. So we'll find out what Art's got on the table as well here very, very shortly. So a lot of good things happening in golf. Frank Bassett, as always, in our Nashville studios. How are you doing today, Frank?
All right. I got to tell
everything
you.
Everything good?
Oh, my God. Gary Woodland's on fire, and Mark Leishman is smoldering into flames right now. 61-62, two fabulous rounds, and two hosses, too. You really want to play with those guys?
CIMB Classic, yeah. They played well. Paul Casey coming off a very good, impressive Ryder Cup, shot a 64. Apparently, shooting mid-60s and under, you'll lose ground. So you better start shooting 63, 62, and 61 if you want to do anything at that golf course in Kuala Lumpur. Art Sellinger has played golf almost everywhere in the world. Always has some great stories about where he's played. He joins us now, first of all. Thank you, Art, for being with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Have you played in Malaysia?
I had a two-year stint in the Malaysian Navy, so I did play, yes.
Really?
No, I have been
there. Tell us this story.
Wait a minute.
No, I have been there. I have played that part of Asia, and it's really good. I've been watching the telecast at night, and the golf course looks incredible. It's so pure, and you give these guys not a lot of rough, and it's dartboard city. And I was just looking that Justin Thomas shot 69, and he lost 9 places. So that's the PGA Tour. That's how great these players are, and that's the setups that the tour staff wants to have for their players to showcase them. Last year, Perez won with 24 under par, and these guys are halfway home to 24 red, which is some serious golf.
Well, I can tell you one course that is not a screensaver for any of the boys that were on the Ryder Cup team, and that would be Le Golf National.
Yeah.
Frank, it's that one or any other one that they want to set up that way. That's
true.
The talk out there, of course, every year from the USGA is how equipment is out of hand, how far the ball goes. If you're listening out there and you're an avid fan and you want to understand the answer, just think back to the Safeway tournament last week when I'm telling you guys, on the bounce, not on the fly, on the bounce, a ball would put you in the hospital. That's how firm the fairways were. I was watching anywhere from 40 to 70 yards a roll on some holes.
Crazy.
So concrete fairways, light rough. The only defense is the wind. Then you go to you look at this week, it's softer, but Le Golf National, tight fairways, slow fairways, and just nothing but cabbage right off the edge. And that's the difference. It's not equipment. It's all course setup. And the faster the course setup with the lower rough, the more these guys are going to destroy it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you were talking about. You and I talked during Ryder Cup. It's not just about picking a hot golfer, and I know we're going back a few weeks here to Ryder Cup, but it's not just about picking who's playing well, maybe DeChambeau or even Phil or someone else. It's really about, if you have those four picks as a captain, when it comes to Ryder Cup, President's Cup, you've got to find the guys that can play that golf course and have that style to succeed, not just who's hot.
Absolutely, 100%. And, Jim Furyk and the whole PGA of America, they knew exactly what Thomas Bjorn, there was no secrets how they were going to set that golf course up. It was good. And I actually like it. I like the slowness of the greens because on greens like, you know, then you, next thing you know, you have 6 to 8 pin placements rather than 3. So you can really corner some pins out, but you have rough around the green, so therefore it's hard to pitch the ball to. But back to what you said, Tim, you're spot on. It's not only an away game, so, you know, very hard to play on the road. But in basketball, the goal is always 10 feet, and the court's always 94 feet. But in golf, when the home team has a chance to set up the golf course, you have to bring players that can play that course. So although DeChambeau, deservedly so with his play, deserved to be picked, and Phil being the legend and number 11 in points, you know, you'd think you would take him with experience. And even Tiger, I would have taken Steve Stricker, Zach Johnson, Kevin Kisner, guys that can hit it straight and putt good. Stricker would have got 2 points, I promise you. He was the best player with a headset on in France, by far, by a mile, for that golf course.
That's what we said, Art, when it was going south. I told Tim, you know, maybe Jim should go to a couple of players and say, do you feel okay? Are you sick? I think you're sick. I think you must have the flu. You need to withdraw. Steve?
We'll switch headphones. Give one guy a golf club. Give somebody else that's got headphones on. Give him the headphones. You would have gotten
exactly
some points.
You're right. He's going to lasers down the fairway, and he putts as good as anybody in the world. Now, if the tournament was anywhere else, I wouldn't pick him. I would take the other guys. So, I don't know what we're going to do at Whistling Straits, but that is the secret to, you know, picking the right players. So, you know, the fact that a player wins tournaments in August doesn't mean the end of September they're going to be playing well. You know, golf is cyclical. So it's a real gut-feeling pick for that captain. We all knew the picks before they happened. We knew Tiger and Phil were in. As soon as DeChambeau was in, great. And as soon as Schauffele didn't win the third tournament, the BMW, we knew Tony Finau was in. So, but you just got to pull one out of your hat. You got to mix it up. And, you know, we don't have to get crazy in the Ryder Cup, but I'm not a fan of captain by committee. I'm a fan by captain, and he's the leader, and he makes the call.
Yeah.
We don't sit down and say, what do you think? I don't see Belichick telling his players, what do you think? I just don't believe in that. But the real big thing here is these guys are volunteering their time to represent their country. They're not getting paid. Some have played 22 to 30 weeks on the tour. And what I feel bad for is what the Ryder Cup was meant to be, was to be an exhibition of great play to grow the game of golf between Europe and America. And now we chastise players for not winning a point. They're looked at as awful players. Whoever wins the Ryder Cup does not mean they're better players. That week on that floor, that's who was the better player. But, you know, our players won, you know, 3 majors this year. And so I feel sad for players that are, it kind of almost can set you back in your career, your life, if you mess up, you know, like Hunter Mahan way back when, or some others that miss putts. I think it's awful that people just do this, and the media does this to these players, and they're doing this, donating their time for the better of the game. It's gotten out of hand. Just if you're out there, just read what Nicholas says. He's spot on about this. It's completely out of hand.
We're talking with Art Selinger, world long drive champion in the past and expert in the world of hot opinions when it comes to golf. You didn't even get into it, but before we move on from Ryder Cup, any thoughts on Patrick Reed and what happened? It seems like now Jim Furyk's come back out and said, you know what? People knew for weeks and weeks who was going to be with who, that it was going to be Justin and Spieth, that it was going to be Tiger and Reed. So I don't even know why he's talking about that like it was a sudden kind of thing. But just in the team aspect of what you're just saying in the exhibition, where's Patrick Reed's play in all this?
I just think anytime after an event you choose to make comments and throw people under the bus, you know, what Phil did to Watson, you just don't do this to the public. And, again, the Reed camp is – I'm a big Patrick Reed fan. I think he's just – because I love players that have guts and moxie. You know, when he stepped up and said, I think I could be one of the 5 best players in the world, why people are saying, I can't believe you just said that's terrible. That's called being confident and believing yourself. This is a guy that went around in his car and Monday qualified 6 times. That is a rarity. This guy's got guts. And his wife is – on his shoulder, and she's very outspoken on the PGA Tour, and I mean more than you can imagine. So yeah. I don't. I think he knew, and I think he should not have done what he done. I think that's really going to set him back with his fellow players. We already know there's cliques out there, but Jordan didn't mind playing with Patrick, and I think Jordan, when they all talked it up, I think you got two great teams out of the four of them with Patrick and Tiger. I mean, his boyhood idol, and Justin and Jordan, who are great friends. I think they were great pairings. I just don't know if you know, Tiger or Patrick played bad, and next thing you know, instead of taking the high road, unfortunately, he went low. And when you talk to the New York Times right afterwards as well, you know, nothing good's going to happen. I don't think anything was going to come of that, and he messed up.
We know Karen Krause very well, and she's the one from the Times. And Karen, I wouldn't want to get in a boxing ring with her. I'll just say that.
She's a street fighter.
I love her, but boy, I'm not going to voice my opinion. Yeah, don't answer the phone. If Mike Wallace is in your living room when you walk downstairs on Sunday morning, go back upstairs and go to bed. Well, that's Karen Krause. Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah,
we love you, Karen. Right. But, woo.
Again, we're talking with Art Selinger. Art, one of the things that you're working on too is your boy Jamie Sadlowski. We haven't heard a lot from Jamie lately, so give us an update on how he's doing. A former long drive champion who's trying to transform his game into an all around game and make it on the Web.com Tour, Canadian Tour. And make it as a professional golfer, a rarity for long drivers, that he's kind of backed off just pounding drive after drive after drive to work on his overall game. How's things going with Jamie?
Well, this is starting year three, and this is not easy, and this is a player that has incredible talent. So when you go around your own personal country club and you hear so-and-so shot 68 to 72 and they're a scratch and they're a plus one, I promise you that player, if you put him on the PGA Tour, doesn't make a cut, doesn't see the light of day. Most likely would shoot in the mid-150s for two rounds. That's some 77s and 8s and maybe some low 80s. And Jamie's a fabulous player, and he struggled on the Canadian Tour this year. He was 8th in the qualifying school. But I think he's, you know, this is year three. He just won the first stage of the Web.com school, and you know, it's a nice barometer because there's a lot of those college players that are all Americans and older pros that are there, and players that have lost their card. And he tied for the medal, shot 16 under par, tied Norman Jang, who was an outstanding player out of Oregon. So it's a great barometer reading that he can play. Stage two is coming up the end of the month. That's a big stage because he's never been to stage three. All this means is you have no idea how hard it is to get onto the PGA Tour. I mean, it's beyond description what it takes. It's like unlocking in a video game 4,000 little closets trying to find the prize. You just can't do it. It's hard. So stage two is next. I'm going out. He's going to play at Bear Creek in Murrieta. I'm going to see him Wednesday, Thursday, play two practice rounds with him, kind of scout that course out. And then he goes back the end of the month and to play it. So hopefully he gets stage three. If not, he's got to go global and just try to find lightning in a bottle. It's I can't tell you how hard it is. Now that I'm really doing, you know, around this with him, it's just brutal how hard it is to get out on that tour.
Yeah, we know is he still working with Pierre Costas, by the way?
He is not. Jamie's kind of going back to being au naturel Jamie, and I kind of like that a lot. I just think it's very, very hard to change somebody. You know, working on your golf swing and playing are just two things that don't go well together. And Jamie, I thought, always had the tools in the game to just do it his way. And I don't think he needs right now anybody in his ear trying to make changes that are very, very hard to do while you're trying to play. It's tough. You know, there's no more, Frankie, I mean, way back in the day, the PGA Tour school, if you had three hot stages, you got your PGA Tour card, and you found lightning in a bottle. It's over. You know, here you can go to the web.com school, and you get three stages, and then you got to go out on the, and then you can only get 8 starts, and then you got to finish top 25. Where you go to their playoffs. I mean, they just made the road to that tour so hard. It's
I remember those days down in the Florida Panhandle.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ooh. Yeah, they used to play a stage over there at the old Armory Club there in Panama City.
Absolutely. So,
but you know what? If you play great, you can get out there. You know, you can get out there.
So well, let's
he just has to play great.
Let's talk about something near and dear to our all of our hearts. Thanksgiving coming up. This it was just announced yesterday that no tickets will be available. It will only be sponsors and VIPs. That's it. They're going to do it during the day.
We're talking about the Tiger Phil.
Yeah, the Tiger Phil
challenge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And what's your call on this thing? I just
oof.
Jeez.
Well, with MGM Sports, MGM has really stepped up everything that they do in sports. I mean, they're so involved out there in Vegas, but this is an MGM play for High Rollers. Daytime deal. Is it on Thanksgiving Day? Or is it the Friday after?
I think the Friday after, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's a daytime deal.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be a ruckus crowd out there.
There's no place at Shadow Creek to. I mean, you can't get crowds out there. There's no parking.
There's
nothing.
Really not.
So yeah.
Nothing. No, you'd have to be bussed in, and they don't want people like that. So, I think they would want. can you imagine those two playing in a Le Golf National scene? I'm not talking about the course, but I'm talking about with their fans.
Oh Lord!
See,
I just
think, or playing with the fans that go to TPC Scottsdale for the Phoenix Open. See, that's the arena I think they needed. So this is going to be very somber.
Yeah.
A bunch of high roller gamblers walking around with these players. I mean, it's very disinteresting to me.
Yeah.
I think the last nine holes should have been under the lights. I think the crowd should have been just absolutely nuts. Not as nuts as they were at the Conor McGregor fight when I was there, please.
But which one? In the ring or out of the ring?
The one that was out of the ring, right near me, about 30 rows from me, when I basically started running for my life in Las Vegas. I thought somebody with a Russian wig on was going to take me out. So I was gone. I think this thing is going to be, unfortunately, not great. Do I want to say fun?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm not.
Golf is also a sport that doesn't lend itself to a lot of excitement. So once you hit your shot, if there isn't a crowd, there isn't some buzz, then we've got guys walking for 3 minutes to get to their ball and find their ball and talk to their caddy. So there's not a lot of, you know, that's golf. And so if Phil isn't making some jokes or saying something, if they're mic'd up, which I assume they would be,
gotta be.
Tiger's
gotta
not
gotta
that
be.
Guy. Tiger's not Mr., you know, showman,
no, rip
comedy
each other
guy.
A little.
So. Yeah, but you know, four
guys,
hours of that, 3 hours
truck,
of that.
You're right,
I don't know.
Tim. I think in the truck they're going to package old highlights from 2000, the U.S. Open again, and go back and let's take a look. And is it a swan song career thing for these guys? I think it should be more boxing match mentality and their own cash if they're going to do this. Something that really makes you go, I have to see this. There's no way I'm missing this. And right now, I mean, as an old-time promoter myself, I just got to tell you, that's what it has to be. You have to turn this on. I cannot miss this, and that's not what I'm getting here.
We don't even know what it's going to cost yet. There's no price yet.
Right.
So
yeah, for the pay-per-view. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We'll see what happens. We'll talk some more about it. I'm also curious.
Absolutely.
Art, you and I played golf earlier this week.
Stop
and
stop.
Oh, yeah.
Stop the music. Stop the music right now, Art. Truthfully, how did Tim play? Did you have to carry him?
He's hitting the ball the best I've ever seen him hit it. I mean, inside 50 yards, we need medication. But
serious medication.
From the fairway, he's fantastic. His clubs, the most square at the top I've ever seen it. Path and face are awesome. He's hitting it the furthest I've ever seen him hit it. He looks great over the golf ball. It just fighting some demons around the greens with the wedge. We're working on it. If he learns how to use the bounce of the golf club versus the leading edge, he's home. And it's really, I was very impressed how he controlled the ball and what he did.
Hey. Well, here's what I had to ask you though, Art. So we were playing and we did all right, but we knew, you know, Frank, it's a scramble. So we already
two,
knew
two
no
or four.
How well we're
two
how
man,
well we're going to play four
four
man
four man
four man scramble. Okay,
yeah.
what
no matter
what
no
one,
matter how
27 under.
Yeah, something. I mean, I don't. Yeah, crazy. We had a rain delay.
We
had to sit
tied for second.
We had to sit there under our umbrella and wait it out for a little bit. So it was a long day, but we had a good time. But point being, while we were talking, Art, you relayed a few different stories. One being playing in France against John Daly back in the early 90s, and
yes,
how intimidating that was because of the crowds. And it leads me to, that's a funny story because you and Daly were like, okay, Daly's telling you, don't worry about it, just hit the ball. And you're going, it's like I'm trying to hit it through the opening in my washing machine. Like the fans are just like right on top of you and there's no room.
Yes.
And at least to the Brooks Koepka, which leads me to Brooks. Is there any way of solving that, or is it just it's on the ticket? I know if you go, you take it into your own hands. But is there any solution to fans getting hit? Because they more and more fans is great, but it also means more and more likelihood somebody's going to get hit. Maybe not that seriously, but seriously get hit by a ball.
Well, very few fans know where to stand. Myself, I know where to stand, and I will not stand right or left in their landing zones. Why do you want to wait for this pellet to come at you at 200 miles an hour, 170 miles an hour, and could hit you in the head? It's so dangerous at a golf course. You mentioned in 1991, I won my second World Long Drive Championship. Daly had won the PGA, and Ford had put together a match for us in Paris, France, as a big promotion for junior golf with the Paris Junior Golf Federation. And we went over there, did some goodwill work, had a little long drive championship between us. And then we went and played a place called Courson Monteloup. And the guy that we played the scramble with on Monday, Rick Samples, I brought Ricky over to caddy for me. And so they were not prepared. They didn't rope the golf course. They had people holding ropes. So, and every shot they did a U right around you. But on the first hole, I'm telling you, I said to Ricky the other day, there were at least 6,000 to 8,000 people. He's telling me there were 15. I'm telling you, it's probably 7,000 to 8,000 people watching just us play one group. They were peered over down the first fairway down that tee box. I'm telling you, they weren't 7 to 8 yards away from each other. And I just stood on the tee. I said, I am not hitting this golf ball. And Daly's looking at me. He's like, what? I said, bro, there's no way I hit this shot. I'm going to kill somebody. He says, if you do, it's their fault. It's on the back of the ticket. And then I said,
spoken like a true Arkansan.
I started cracking up. And then they announced me to the tee. I tell you, I took it. I closed my eyes. 2 second prayer, took a deep breath. I went onto the right side of the tee, and I said, I'm just going to hit a low, hard fade. Do not pull it, please, because somebody's going to die. And it was the whole day, you know, they do a U around you, and they had guys hand holding ropes. It was a mob scene, and it rattled me hard. It really did. It did rattle me. He wasn't fazed whatsoever. And as Rick told you, after 6 holes, he was 6 over and I was 1 under, and he beat me by 6 or 7. I think he beat me by 7. That was the fun part of the day. Yeah, he played the last 12 like 7 under, and I played the last 12 7 over. And then Ricky's comment is he has my big bag on 18. We did the whole presentations and all that. But I did beat him in the long drive contest by over 35 yards.
And thank you.
Tied him almost with a putter. But anyway, this next thing you know, this most amazing helicopter lands behind the 18th green, and JD and his whole crew get in there, and Ricky goes, how are we getting out of here? I said, bud, I think they got a cab for us and a train. So helicopter to the Concorde, and we took the train into Paris, and then we went and rode commercial.
To the merchant ship.
It was a fun experience, something I'll never forget. But
you're the wrong manager.
I'm telling you, it's dangerous out there. It's scary. I feel so bad for that woman. And,
oh, my God.
And the hundreds more that get pelted every week that we don't hear about. We only hear about the bad stuff, unfortunately. And it's I don't know what's going to happen there, but it's scary. It is.
Yeah. Yeah. And people aren't aware sometimes of where they should sit, where they should be. And I get it. Guys hit shots that are off center, right? I mean, you're not in the fairway. But still, you don't know if the ball is going to carry 270, 280, 310. Well, I mean, there's a window there, and you're like, I still want to see where the action is happening, so you don't want to be too far off. But
you're exactly right.
That,
Yeah.
That ball goes off a little bit.
Doing PGA Tour radio out there, you know, Tim, you know. I'm out there with Doug Bell a lot. You've almost been hit several times, I'm sure.
Sure.
Doug and I, Mark Immelman was hit. I mean, because we're out there calling golf.
You try to watch the ball, but obviously it's a small little ball against a cloud sky, and you lose it. And everybody's like turning and going, okay, at least if it hits you, it's in the back. The last thing is you want it hit you in the face
God.
So.
Yeah, temple, face.
I want to jump in on one thing, guys. Check this out. Everybody remembers what happens to Ernie Els. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago on the first green at Augusta when he took 6 putts or 7 putts to get it in. Okay. Ugh. All right. No, they don't talk much about this. He hit his tee shot to the right on that hole, and he hit somebody in the head. And they say that he was so rattled, literally hands were shaking. He was almost in tears because this person was really hurt. And he was so rattled that he couldn't hold on to the golf club. He was that shaken. And that was a big reason for those little putts. He was, and I'm not saying that's the cause of it, but whatever. But they don't talk about that. He almost killed somebody right off the first tee, and the man literally couldn't hold it together. I mean, you feel so bad that you've injured this person, and he was literally shaking like a leaf. And he couldn't even get his hands on the putter, and I'm sure that had a lot to do with it.
Sure.
He's not out there yipping. He's rolling it good. He's fine.
Yeah.
And so, but yes, it's so frightening. So frightening. I don't know what to do.
Hey, your equipment company, which is just blowing up. Everybody's loving Selinger Power Golf. Tell people a little bit about the selection of that. First of all, Selinger Power Golf, the website, give them that as well so people can check it out. But it really comes down to getting the right equipment because you play with people all the time, and I'm sure you see probably, give me a percentage, 80, 90% might be playing the wrong equipment, whether it's a driver, irons.
That was my point.
Well, thank you.
Equipment that's fit to the player will really enhance their game. If the fitter, like we do, gets very involved in the player's swing tendencies with their teacher, how they're practicing, if they don't take it real serious, then the fittings are big band-aids that work, too, to help them. Case in point, the guy we played with Monday, I fit him for that driver. I promise you, we picked up 30 yards. That's how bad the driver he had before, and that's how old it was, and he didn't know it, and he's hitting it nowhere. He's hitting it. You saw how far Ricky was hitting it on Monday. He's hitting it pretty good.
Yeah.
He was 30 yards short of that. So we custom fit players. Now, listen, if they can't hit our front net and they're hitting our side nets, we're going to go ahead and send them for some good instruction. You have to be able to make contact. But custom fitting is important, and it will make a player perform at their best. So if you're going to go make a purchase, why not get a custom fit purchase? It's not that much more. So I have 2 studios in Dallas. And I'm loving the job that our master fitters are doing. Plus, we build everything in-house. So we do that right there. And so they have basically a PGA Tour experience for them as players, whether they're 4 handicaps or 14 handicaps or 20 handicaps. So that's what we do.
And some big-name people, too. So who are some of the people that come through your shop?
Well, we fit a lot of the students from the Jim McLean Center out there in West Fort Worth, and we fit all those great junior players and collegiate players. And, yes, we've had many tour players that have come in that use our facility. So I fit Frank over there in my Addison shop has fit basically the SMU women's team for the last 2 years and several of the men's teams. Up at the other shop, we take care of the TCU players. And then the high school golfers, of course. And so, we built the set of clubs for J.J. Henry when he won the PGA Tour event at Reno. We were happy to build those. Mark Brooks comes in the shop. K.J. Choi comes in the shop. So not to name drop you, but I'm glad they trust us.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that
you got a former quarterback who's now a broadcaster. That's a
client
of yours.
Yeah, we built everything for Tony Romo as well. And we just built several stuff. One of our favorite guys back in Cleveland is always calling into Frank, and that's J.R. Smith. Kind of funny. Darren Williams has come in, so we enjoy those guys. Coach Carlisle is a great example of what it takes for fitting. He likes his grips. We came up with this way, a certain way for his grips. We actually put duct tape underneath his grips to build them up so much. So, I mean, it's crazy. But they're custom for Rick, and I've played with Coach, and he hits the ball beautifully. And a player, a man of that size and the way he likes to feel things, it's a constant tweak. And we've got him dialed in. So I think it's not just a one-step process. I tell everybody that comes in, you know, I need to hear from you. I need to hear the performance. I need to come back. You know, we're a tour van that doesn't have wheels. So working with somebody who knows your game, that built your clubs to get it right, to tweak, really helps. So we're excited. We're doing some nice things.
Cool. Give them the website again. What's the website for people to check it out?
SellingersPowerGolf.com. And again, just two studios in Dallas. I'm kind of a control freak, I guess. I just don't trust many. I really love our fitters and what we're doing. So it's hard to scale a business like this when you don't have total control.
Sure.
We're doing a lot of building for the members at Dallas National for all their custom stuff. We have a satellite studio there. So it's going well. Good. I enjoy that part of the business.
I'm going to need to see it. I'll come to that studio because I need that. Art, you and I have talked about some of the issues I've had with my driving and shafts and all that. But I also need to see a foot doctor because one of my bags just fell on my feet, if you didn't hear it. God, I gotta tell
I heard
you.
Something. Oh, I thought that was a sound effect you were using just because Art was going to talk about clubs. No. I go, well, there you go.
It fell over right on my foot. You're lucky you didn't. I turned the mic down quick and you didn't hear what I said. Gosh! So I'm going through the wedge thing right now, Art. I'm playing with all sorts of different grinds and I need to just put them up and go with one thing. I need to come see you, just get fitted, period, and quit trying to do it myself.
Well, I would love to have you. And there's some really good fitters out there around this country. Wedges, you know, indoors are very hard to fit.
Yeah.
I always like to see players, you know. The bounce and the wedge fitting is so important. And the player that – you have to see their technique to be able to fit them. And I'm loving the fact that companies like Cleveland Golf are making a CBX wedge, which is a great performing tour wedge with a game improvement. So that's a great go-to for us. Really performs well, again, for that 12 handicap and higher that really struggles. Can't get the ball out of the bunker. Can't chip it off hard pan. So – you need some nice direction, and I encourage every one of my customers to go get good instruction as well. You'll get better with instruction, and you'll get better with, obviously, clubs that fit.
For sure.
There you
for
go. Sure. That's the secret. There's the secret. Love the game. All right, Art, we appreciate your time, as always. I know you got a busy, busy day, and we appreciate it. Thanks for carrying the team on Monday as well. So I didn't know we got second. So we got a paperweight or something, I guess.
We lost in a scorecard playoff because we birdied the first eight holes on the back nine. They started that playoff on 18. That was our only par on the back nine.
Are you you lost on a scorecard?
We were a T2, and we won nothing.
What is this scorecard playoff crap? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I just lost in a scorecard playoff in a tournament I played here in Nashville. And I was standing. I said, "Come on, boys, let's just go out and get your clubs. Let's go play another hole."
Yeah,
because I knew we could whip them
there because it rained about a foot right after the tournament.
Oh, jeez. So,
Couldn't happen.
Well, Art, I was gonna be over doing Denny Hamlin's thing in South Carolina, and I know, you know, because of the storms that came through from the first hurricane, some of that got canceled because I was calling you to be my partner in that tournament. To play in our group, but it got canceled. But next year, you got to play with me in that thing.
You tell me when it is.
And you got to get to Nashville. We've got Ray Stevens' charity tournament coming up here in a couple of weeks after I get back from the French Lick Senior LPGA Championship this next week. I have to cover. But you got to come to Nashville and play in some of these charity tournaments around here. It's a blast. And it's just like music mecca, country music all over the place. So.
I love it.
He plays with Darius Rucker.
Commodores play at Colonial.
Yeah.
So yes, I have a young man that plays on that team from Dallas that I've been fitting for clubs since he was a junior, and he's on that Vanderbilt team. They're tough. They're good players.
Yeah,
so.
Vanderbilt. Boy, their facility is something else too, buddy. I'll tell you. It's
yes,
down at
I've
Legends
been there.
Club.
I've been there. I've played that course. I played their home course. It's fabulous.
Well, Darius has a tournament here also every year that I've done it a couple of times. I've been out of town most of the time, but Rucker does a tournament here too. So does Vince with the Vinny. I think you've probably either participated or been invited to participate in that one. So a lot of golf here in Nashville. You need to come play some here.
Tim,
you need more golf, Art, in your work.
Let's do it. All right, you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Gas it up.
Thanks,
all right, Artie. We appreciate it. Thanks for all your time. We'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Art Selinger,
God, that
World Long
hurt.
Drive champion.
That
I'll bet it did. I could hear it all the way here in Dallas.
Ow! Ow!
It's a big set of clubs.
In the words of the great Dennis Paulson, that was crushed. It was my foot that was just crushed. I brought my clubs home because, I'm leaving for French Lick after the show. And
yes.
So I brought them home this
weekend.
Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club, a club court property where I performed absolutely as poor as I've ever performed the other day, playing in a group. Still won money. Isn't that great?
There you go. Yeah. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel when you're having tough. I played yesterday actually at Prestonwood, another club court.
Yeah.
Course, I'm playing again today with some people from my church, actually. So, Tim's going to have to watch his tongue.
Yeah, Tim.
Tim's going to have to behave himself.
Be a good Catholic. Yeah. Be a good boy.
It's actually some young guys who are just kind of getting into church. I mean, sorry, who are just getting into golf, who are at the church.
Well, that's
and work. Yeah, and work for the church. And so they're like, they're all excited to go with the old guy.
Well,
I guess they think I can teach them a thing or two, and I'm not quite sure that I can. We'll see.
Oh, sure you can. Yeah.
But here's the point is, so I played yesterday. I was just playing a few holes. I literally went out there and played like five or six holes. Hit a ball, missed the green, and I was looking for it. Okay, it's down here in a little bit of a low spot. And I reached down, and I apparently got into something because later, as I was finishing, my arm now has poison ivy or poison something on it.
Lord.
On my left forearm, yeah. So I got into something
itchy.
In the weeds. And so that's not good. I've had that before. So
hey,
yeah.
Played at a little place here in Nashville last year with some guys. Same kind of thing, some guys from our church. And I hit the ball a little, my little, Daffy Duck hook went like crazy. So it was off on the edge of the by this creek. And so I just walk over, and it's unplayable, so I'm just going to reach down and, take a drop. I reach down, and a huge snake, of which I don't know what it was because I pretended I was Jesus and tried to walk across the water hazard.
Yeah.
I mean, it ran right across my hand, and it just
really
flipped me out. So,
So
for our listeners out there, you really got to watch when you're stomping around looking for your ball in the summer with your shorts on
just,
or reaching for
sometimes
stuff.
Sometimes you just got to give up the ball. It's like we all get a little cheap, and you're like, I don't want to lose that ball. I want to find it. And so you go, and you just regret it.
I hate to lose that top flight.
I know, yeah.
I think we have some Titleists running around this place.
I got stuff, ointment and everything on. It's just crazy. I hate it.
Put that voodoo pain cream on it and see if that works.
Lesson learned. Yeah, let's see if that works. It's good for everything. I put it on my cereal in the morning. Yeah, it's good for everything.
Is that good? Yeah.
it's like an old skit from Saturday Night Live, wasn't it? When Chevy Chase or Dan Aykroyd had a product that it was good for bass fishing, but you could also lube up your car tires.
It's great for the face of the driver when you're spraying
it. It does everything.
Put it on the face of that driver, baby.
Yeah.
Bass-O-Matic, I think, was my favorite skit.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Bass-O-Matic. It was the blender, and you just put a whole fish in it and turn it on.
I know.
Oh, God.
Good.
And he actually took a drink of that. I mean, he let it hit his lips, I think.
Back to what you were saying about French Lick before we go.
Yes.
Tell everybody what's going on there.
The French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana, home of the famous Larry Bird.
Yes.
It is the Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank, benefiting, Riley's Hospital for Children. And we'll be up there covering that. The Pro-Am's going on today and tomorrow. And then tournament coverage will begin on Golf Channel live Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in the afternoons from the Pete Dye course up on top of the hill, second highest point in Indiana. And we'll be live from the mansion up on the highest point.
Nice.
And that was
nice.
Bogey the Wonder Dog barking in the other
and
room
get there,
about
you
getting packed. He's ready to go.
You drive there?
Yeah, it's only 3 hours from here in Nashville. It's fabulous. So we just run straight up the Mack Hatcher Causeway, which there's like five cars on, 70 miles an hour. Bam, and we're there. Can't wait.
Nice.
Good friend
okay.
Brendan Sweeney and the whole crowd. Dave Harner, director of golf operations up there, been there for decades. And it's like old home week when I go up there. All of our friends, I mean, they treat us so well. And all the gals from the Senior LPGA Tour, the Legends Tour, are going to be there. And Mark Williams, our good friend from the PGA Tour Communications and Media, his wife, Nancy Scranton, will be playing in the tournament. Yeah. I don't think Christy Albers is playing in this one. So I don't think Fred's wife is playing in this.
Fred's
she may.
Wife.
I haven't checked. I should.
What other women will be playing? Jan Stevenson?
Jan Stevenson, Hall of Famer.
Going to the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Jan will be there. Chris Cheddar. Mr. Hogan, the man I knew.
Yeah.
Author of that book. Ben Hogan taught her golf, basically.
That
Can
helps.
You imagine? Yeah, just a touch. Yeah. And a lot of them. Jane Blaylock. I mean, there's a plethora of them. Gosh, I'm going blank. I can see
Pat Bradley? Is Bradley playing or not?
Pat had to withdraw. Pat's not going to be there this year. But, Trish Johnson. I mean, just all the names. Lizalette Newman. That's Bogey's godmother.
How about Davey?
Laura Davies?
Laura Davey? Would she be there?
I believe so, I don't have the list in front of me. I don't have that file open. Sorry
about
that.
So it'll be nice.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, you have a lot of fun. If people are around there, they should go and enjoy it, not only because French Lick and the course are spectacular and a lot of great things to do, but the women are very happy that you're there. They're very engaging with the fans as you walk around and even before or after on the practice range. They're happy to talk to you. So it's a very fan-friendly, almost probably, Frank, you'd say the most fan-friendly golf event you could go to. And so if you're in that area, anywhere in southern Indiana area, then try to get over there and watch a little bit because they really appreciate your support. And I think you're going to watch some really good golf from some ladies that from a bygone time that really got the women where they are today that are playing for all the big money. So
and that's where the Legends Hall of Fame is in the West Baden Springs Hotel, the LPGA, I should say, Legends Hall of Fame is there. So not the World Golf Hall of Fame, but it's really neat stuff. That's where I danced with Kathy Whitworth a couple of years ago. She asked me to dance. It was at a party. It was so much fun. I mean, the gals are great. French Lick's great. Brendan Sweeney, our good friend, who is the director of player personnel and media relations. God, I'm having a hard time talking today.
Yeah, just went a little fast.
I feel like Carl Paulson. CP was having some trouble yesterday. That's crushed. So, he's still advertising that thing on TV.
I know.
Every time I turn it on. Hey, by the way, before we go, our thoughts and prayers are with the Russian space program. Did you see this yesterday?
Yeah.
By the way, before we go,
they had a little problem.
Abort. I think that was the first abort they had had on that Soyuz.
Words you do not want to hear when you're on a spaceship launch pad.
One of our astronauts and one of theirs, and they landed safely, parachuted back to Earth. They said it took a ballistic path. Ballistic means straight shot. Bam, like out of a rifle shot. So they came straight down. They pulled G's they never imagined they would pull in that thing. So
I'll bet, yeah.
So I imagine. So anyway, I just thought I brought that up because I love aeronautics. And Art's son goes to Emory Riddle, which is a great aeronautical school down there in Florida. So anyway. Yeah. So you're playing golf today.
He's big into that. Playing golf today. Once again, we got more rain coming, so we'll see how it goes. Hopefully we'll be able to get it in. But and then And then on Monday next week is the Payne Stewart Cup, but the forecast looks really bad, Frank, all weekend here in Dallas. I don't know why we've had so much rain. It was the wettest September in the history of Dallas, seriously, last month, and now October is kind of carrying over, and we're getting more rain. I don't know. It's global warming. Who knows what it is? But
climate change.
This kind of warm, we don't get this kind of rain like we have, but it looks like everything's going to be kind of iffy for the next 5-6 days. So
tell our listeners about the Payne Stewart Cup just real quick. That's a neat.
It's a big fundraiser. About 20 years now that been doing it, and it's the fundraiser for the SMU golf team. So obviously using the name of, I guess, their best known alumni, although they've had a lot of great alumni, Bryson DeChambeau, of course, most recently, and a lot of U.S. amateur champions, Colton Ost and Kelly Kraft also coming out of there. So it raises all the money that is raised goes towards the men's and women's golf program at SMU, their new facility down there, Trinity Forest Golf Course, where the new Byron Nelson is being held, the new course for that. And that's where on the other side of the street, if you will, is where the range is for everybody to hit in the practice facility. That's where SMU's home is as well. They've got the coaches' offices and everything set up there, as Vanderbilt and Alabama and all the big programs are doing that. You have to have those facilities if you're going to get the next Bryson DeChambeau to come to your school. You kind of have to compete. So that's there's a lot of really neat things that go into it, but they need money to do that, right? If you're going to try to bring in those kids. So So that's what it is. We raise the money, and it's invite only. It's pretty small, 100, 10 or 20 players are playing in it, and it's a lot of fun. And anyway, so it would be Monday if we can get in. Now, but I'm telling you, it looks really rainy.
You have another tournament next week, too, that both of them I'm missing because I'm covering the Senior LPGA Championship. Isn't there another tournament next week that you're playing in?
Is that the Bush one?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not playing in that. That's the Folds of Honor one that he does for the Patriots.
Oh,
and I think, not playing in that. I think that's really locked down. apparently my background check did not go as they expected. So I don't know.
That's a bunch of bull.
They just had reasons. I'm sure they're valid. Not to bring me in, but that's the one
get
that
into
does,
the Oval the Office. You can.
Yeah, I guess anything's possible now, right?
Come
in
on.
The world.
Come on.
We live in Alice in Wonderland, don't we?
Yes,
I mean,
we're
all just going down the rabbit hole here. We have no idea from day to day what's happening in our world, and yeah, I don't know. Grin and bear it, right?
It's just like our management company, WRPG Entertainment, which means mm-hmm. would rather play golf. That's just kind of the way I feel. Would rather play golf.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, listen, have a great weekend.
Simple. Okay. You too.
And you'll be
we'll
on,
talk again
on with
next
us next week.
And you'll be in French Lick, so we'll look forward to it. Hopefully we'll have all this itching gone or at least diminished by then.
Get
so
off.
Bad.
Well,
you know
get,
what?
You nobody just... will sit next to you, so you'll be sure to have an open aisle on the jet. Yeah.
My wife say like a block away from me. All day yesterday. Like, don't get that stuff near me. So, yeah, just take my advice, people out there. A golf ball is not worth it. Just let it go. Let the ball go. All right, we're out of time. We do thank everybody for listening. Thank you very much for Art Selinger joining us. We love having Art on, and I'm sure all of you love listening to Art. We'll get him on again real, real soon. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for listening once again, and please join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.